From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. America's top envoy is sending a message to North Korea that we are not your enemy, while the White House continues to assert all options remain on the table to halt Pyongyang's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. During a rare appearance Tuesday at a State Department media briefing, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the relationship with North Korea.
We have reaffirmed our position towards North Korea, that what we are doing, we do not seek a regime change. We do not seek the collapse of the regime. We do not seek an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. We do not seek an excuse to send our military north of the 38th parallel. And we're trying to convey to the North Koreans, we are not your enemy. We're not your threat, but you are presenting an unacceptable threat to us.
But James Kim, a research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, says Pyongyang's continued ICBM testing underscores its rejection of the U.S. approach. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's holding Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro personally responsible for the health and safety of two opposition leaders seized by police in the middle of the night. The United States condemns the actions of the Maduro dictatorship, Trump said in a statement late Tuesday. Twitter video purportedly shows intelligence agents dragging Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma out of their homes and shoving them into cars. The two were under house arrest for previous opposition activities. The Venezuelan Supreme Court says official intelligence sources warned that Lopez and Ledezma were planning to flee. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Tuesday laid out his vision for U.S. foreign policy for Venezuela, China, the Middle East, Russia, and Ukraine, among other hotspots. Asked about U.S. relations with Russia following President Vladimir Putin's order to cut back sharply on the number of American diplomats in Moscow, Tillerson said he's repeatedly warned Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that ties between their two countries are bad, but could get even worse, and they just did. Tillerson said the additional sanctions against Russia that the U.S. Congress passed by an overwhelming margin last week are not helpful from his point of view. NATO's military mission confirms an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan has caused casualties. We're working to gather additional information as quickly as possible and will release more details as appropriate, the alliance said in a statement released from its headquarters in Kabul. A provincial government statement said the convoy was carrying foreign troops to the airport through the Kandahar city when a suicide car bomber struck it. It said the blast damaged one of the vehicles but would not discuss further details. Witnesses and residents reported the powerful explosion killed and wounded people, but exact casualty toll was not known immediately. Civilians were also reportedly present in the area where the NATO convoy was attacked. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the implementation of the Iran nuclear deal has taken focus away from other Iranian destabilizing activities in the region, such as its ballistic missile program, support for terrorism, and the roles it plays in conflicts in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. His comments Tuesday during a State Department briefing come as top officials in both the United States and Iran accuse the other side of violating the deal, formerly known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which limited Iran's nuclear program to ensure it could not produce nuclear weapons while giving Iran sanctions relief. The Trump administration last month gave its latest certification to Congress that Iran is in compliance with the terms of the deal, which it will next be required to give in September. Trump himself has repeatedly criticized the JCPOA as being too friendly to Iran. The Trump administration is considering whether to initiate an action that could lead to the United States imposing tariffs and other trade restrictions on Chinese imports. U.S. news outlets say President Donald Trump will direct U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin an investigation of China's trade practices under a section of the 1974 Trade Act. The section is aimed at protecting U.S. industries from unfair trade practices. I'm Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.